Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey's state-run news agency says U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire have combined to kill 104 Islamist militants in northern Syria. The news agency reported Saturday the strikes came late Friday as retaliation just hours after rockets fired from IS-held territory hit Turkey's border province of Kilis, wounding five people. The Turkish media outlet reported the U.S.-led strikes in Syria also destroyed seven buildings used as a headquarters by IS. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in Kilis and many more wounded due to cross-border missile attacks from Syria. Turkey typically responds to IS attacks with artillery shelling. An open letter signed by 150 health experts is calling for the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed or moved because of the Zika virus outbreak. The signatory said Friday that to hold the games would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and brains. The World Health Organization has said pregnant women should avoid areas where Zika outbreaks are occurring, including the Olympics Games in Rio de Janeiro. In an opposing view, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, says there's no public health reason to cancel or delay the Olympics. He says the outcry about the health risks of Zika and the Olympics may well be overkill. This is VOA News. About 1,000 protesters marched and chanted outside the San Diego Convention Center as presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke to supporters inside. Waving U.S. and Mexican flags, protesters confronted police in the Southern Californian city, which sits just 24 kilometers from the Mexican border and where a third of residents are Latino. Police said they made three arrests, including one man who climbed a railing separating protesters from officers. His arrest led protesters to spray water and throw empty plastic bottles at police. Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin says he will respond to the defensive missile system the United States and its partners are building in Eastern Europe because it threatens Russia's security. The Russian president said strong countermeasures will be enacted to the NATO deployment, and he emphasized that his country is reacting to the Western action, not making the first move in the confrontation. He spoke to reporters in Athens, where he met with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. Colombian rebels have released three journalists being held hostage by guerrillas in a remote and restive region of the country. The three were released Friday. They include Spanish-Colombian journalist Salud Hernandez Mora, who writes for Spain's El Mundo newspaper and Colombian newspapers, Diego de Pablo and Carlos Melo of the RCN network. New data by the International Organization for Migration show a significant increase in the number of migrants journeying across the Sahara Desert from West Africa to Algeria and Libya and then on to Europe. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report finds more than 60,000 migrants have transited through the Agadez region of Niger between February and April. It says close to two-thirds were recorded leaving Niger for North Africa, while the rest was composed of migrants returning to Niger and entering the country. The largest number of migrants surveyed come from Nigeria and Niger. Other nationalities include Senegalese, Gambians, Malians, and Cameroonians. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says the upsurge in the number of migrants crossing the Sahara is largely due to the cheap prices smugglers are charging.
The average cost of migration is anywhere between U.S. $85 and U.S. $345.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Memorial Day is an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May that honors men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. U.S. President Barack Obama urged Americans on this Memorial weekend to thank the country's veterans. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.